The president's speech comes as the GOP is criticizing him for a 9% national unemployment rate and trying to paint the president as a big spender of tax dollars. Helping lead the criticism has been House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, a Republican from Janesville. Ryan says he doesn't want to hear the president propose more federal spending.
We've learned that all this stimulus spending, all these rebates aren't working to create jobs. They're adding to the deficit and the debt. They're fueling uncertainty. We need to give businesses certainty. Certainty on regulations, on taxes, on interest rates, so they can plan and hire people.
Democrats say the 2009 stimulus package did create jobs and prevented many more people from being laid off. Speaking to reporters on a teleconference this week, Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin said she's hoping for quick action from the president.
Rebuilding our roads, our bridges, and schools, I hope to hear solutions for small business owners who, as we know, create a high percentage of the jobs in our economy.
The president's speech and what happens to any new economic policies could also affect the careers of Representatives Baldwin and Ryan. Baldwin is running for the U.S. Senate and shall be closely linked to the Obama administration's jobs record. Meanwhile, Ryan says he'd consider being the Republican vice presidential nominee if asked, and would likely stay on the attack against the president's policies. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.